This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has unleashed a massive rocket attack that hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions across the country. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. President Zelensky described the barrage as an attempt by Moscow to intimidate Ukrainians again. Ukraine's nuclear state operator says the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is occupied by Russian forces, lost power as a result of the missile attacks. The plant now has to rely on 18 diesel generators that can run the station for 10 days. Nuclear plants need constant power to run cooling systems and avoid a meltdown. Russian forces started targeting Ukraine's power supply last October in an apparent attempt to demoralize the civilian population. The barrages became less frequent, with analysts speculating Russia may have been running low on ammunition. Thursday's attacks were the largest by Russian forces since February 16th. Israeli protesters opposed to a contentious government plan to overhaul the judiciary launched a day of resistance to dictatorship on Thursday. They plan to block Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's route to the airport ahead of an official trip overseas. Demonstrators have been protesting for more than 2 months against the overhaul, which Netanyahu and his allies say will reign in a court that has overstepped its authority. But critics say the overhaul will slide Israel toward authoritarianism. The uproar has plunged Israel into one of its worst ever domestic crises. The U.S. State Department Wednesday gave out its International Women of Courage Awards. In addition to 11 individuals honored at the White House ceremony, the State Department announced a new group award named after former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden said the award highlights both the struggles women around the world are facing as well as the victories they have achieved.
Girls everywhere need to know that there are women fighting for them and winning, opening doors, transforming schools and communities and governments, building a better world for all of us.
Biden also said the world needs more men who are willing to listen and act in the global fight for gender equality. The award was given in the wake of the death of Mahsa Amini, the young woman who was detained by Iran's morality police for improperly wearing her hijab. The United Nations says that since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the country has become the most repressive in the world for women and girls. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN mission to Kabul said in a statement released Wednesday that Afghanistan's new rulers have shown an almost singular focus on imposing rules that leave most women and girls effectively trapped in their homes. A special representative of the UN Secretary General and head of the mission to Afghanistan, speaking of the harsh Taliban measures against women, that it's been distressing to witness their methodical, deliberate, and systematic efforts to push Afghan women and girls out of the public sphere. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The leader of the U.S. Senate Republicans has been hospitalized after a fall. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A spokesman for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the 81-year-old Kentucky Republican has been hospitalized after tripping and falling at a hotel on Wednesday. Doug Andres says McConnell was attending a private dinner at a Washington hotel when he tripped. McConnell battled polio as a child and has acknowledged some difficulty in adulthood climbing stairs. In 2019, he tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky. He worked from home for several weeks after undergoing surgery to repair a fracture in his shoulder. First elected in 1984, in January, McConnell became the longest-serving leader in Senate history, breaking the previous record of 16 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Israeli actor known for portraying Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof has died in Tel Aviv.
That I can tell you in one word, tradition.
Kiyum Topol's death was confirmed Thursday by Israeli President Isaac Herzog. He was 87 years old. Topol charmed generations of theatergoers and movie watchers with his portrayal of the long-suffering, charismatic milkman. He won a Golden Globe in 1972 for his performance in the film, which also earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. Reporting via remote,